the interaction between the Pita Kufras, the Tzadik Vaidlo and the Tzadik Viralo, how the avoidance took place through the avoider. Sorry, let me just that's better. Sorry about that. The Ikka avoider is our avoider, is the avoider of Golos. That's the Ikka avoider. That's where we do what we're supposed to do. The 2,000 years of Tzadik V'Tovlo, however, is where you shoef, where you draw the koyach to do the avoider you need to do in this tekufa. That's Rabbi Akiva, who was building what he was building in the world of Tzadik V'Ralo, in the world of Chochem Adav Minavi, but he was drawing his strength from Halacha L'Moshe Misina, from what happened before. We said the same thing in Betochen as well, even though our Betochen, Rashi's Betochen, the Betochen that's more suitable for us, the Rashi's Betochen is a much higher level than the other level of Betochen, but you need that other level of Betochen, you need to be connected to that other level of Betochen, even though you're not holding there, it's not Shaykh to you, but you need to be aware of it, you have to have Shaykhs to it, in order to draw that down, in order to go through the level of Rashi's Betochen. And that's really called Imunah. That's where Imunah, that's all avoided. That's the Yosoda Yosodas, that's where Imunah kicks in. And we saw the lovely Maisa from Rizal Salanta. It's a nice Maisa, but it's ma'od instructive. About the Maskil who said, if Hashem did miracles then, but we don't see miracles today, so why should I believe him? And then his daughter came home with the dancing. You remember, we saw the story. So that's right. A Kohen gave us experience, and he gave us a Tuda, a certificate, the Torah. And now he doesn't have to dance for every Apikoyla, so everybody's got Tzveik, he doesn't have to dance to show you what he's doing. The truth of the matter is, if you penetrate even half a millimeter through the Teva, then you do see the miracles, you do see Hashem. The person uses his Chochma, his Seichel. That's the difference. That's why one of the reasons Chochma Adif Minavi is in Navi, Hashem comes to you and is Megala himself to you. The Chochma has to be Megala himself, Megala Hashem in the Choshech. That's Talmud Bavli, by the way, just as an aside. This sugya is massive. If you look in the book, the Sefer of Tetzah that I referred you to, Dawn and Dark, or whatever, I can't remember what it's called. So there he brings in the Agdama that this Yesod that we're dealing with now, he said that Ramosha said he answered over 200 questions, 200 kashas. He was able to answer that with this Yesod. It comes up in the unbelievable. If you see this pattern, you start seeing it everywhere, and it's quite dazzling. But Chochem Adav Minavi is also part of this dynamic, where Nevuah ends and Talmud starts. But you'll see that Talmud Bavli is Loshen Mebulbal. Talmud Bavli is Mebulbal. It's all over the place. Our job is to Meshayer it, to straighten it, and to work it and toil in it. And when you do, you're on the Galah of the light. When you do that, you're Megala the straight lines, all the connections. You see everything working, the light's gone. But that's our toiling in the Torah, that's Megala Hashem. It's very different to Nevuah, where Hashem is Megala himself to the Navi. So that's the dynamic we're dealing with. We'll see this coming up everywhere. It's unbelievable. So it's the more I see it, the more just it's mind-boggling. You see this everywhere. And you see the phases where it shifts from phase one to phase two. Those are also fascinating stages in Jewish history. You'll see in the Book of Tetzah, he deals with Purim. Purim is at the interface. Purim is at the interface of Nevuah to Chochma. So that's a very interesting thing. You look at Purim. There's a whole safe in Tanakh, Megillas Esther, and yet there's a whole Masechet in Bavli on Purim. You show me anything else? We don't have it anywhere else. That's the dynamic we're dealing with, and now we're going to try and take this a little bit further. Now, he says like this, right at the bottom of Kuf Ein Tes, Gilu, ha-moivsim be-yumei ha-yester, truth is ma-baisa, ha-yester in a mukhlat. This darkness that we're living in, as I mentioned, is not mukhlat, it's not total. Yesh bo gam-o, there's also light here. Gam b'shonim eilu, gilu na-nekosh bo-chu nisim giluim, al-yedei avodu va-ne-monim, ha-boi-tchim bo be-koich be-tchunim ha-chazak. Even in the Hester, even in the Tzadik V'Ralo phase, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does reveal to his faithful ones, Nisim Giluim. But that's not the ikar tafkid of this door. We mentioned yesterday just one small example, the Pistarov, but there were many, many others, the Ben Ishchai, there were many other from the Achrenim I'm talking about, that had that Amish had open miracles. But that's not the ikar void of this door. That was the ikar void of the previous door. You still have it, the same way as the previous generations also had their tzadik v'ra laws. But that's not the ikar. Ula. Hey, nitzrichim v'pam l'pam v'sha shemegoydel hatzoros v'itzim ha'yusurim. You need those open miracles because of the nature of the time that they're happening. Could be because of the terrible tzar and the yusurim. Again, Klal Yisrael ha'matzav shall come up. Klal Yisrael come to a place where they broke and shattered. We saw in the Holocaust amazing, amazing miracles, unbelievable miracles. You know, that many people testify to in their escape from the Nazis and in the camps, and unbelievable spine-chilling miracles. But that's only a temporary trufa that Klal Yisrael needs when it's being shattered. Vayisasha nosna kosh boch leib tzedika v'chasidim legolit moivsim v'nisim kadeh lechazek yadayim rapois v'lovavis nishborim al deim unosat kosh. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes is megala himself and does open miracles just to keep people going, just to give you chizuk in dark, dark parts. Ulam nisa elu ahim begeda trufas manit. This is a temporary medication. That's not the ikar. Are you the pasha, that's not the ikar void of this pre-messianic generation. Ikar tafkidene hi liyoyis talmidei Rabbi Akiva lekabalas kol habo aleinu tmimus v'simcha. Our job through work, not just through, you know, well, yeah, already you have to mekabel everything between v'simcha, so therefore now everything that comes on between v'simcha. No, first you have to know what you have to know. You have to go work. It's hard work. It's like being a Navi also. Even though the Navi, he gets, Hashem reveals himself to him, but you've got to prepare yourself to be a Navi. You know, becoming a Navi is not simple. You have to have at least mastered the Mesilas Yesharim. Not read it, not understood it, and not read a Pirush on it. You have to have actually worked through the Mesilas Yesharim, through all the 10 levels to get to even get into Navi school. You know, so yeah, there's hard work to do to become a Navi. But say, yeah, there's hard work to do. But that's our Ikatafkid. Our Ikatafkid is not to have miracles revealed to us. But sometimes you need it. Tell your Moedika Maisa that illustrates this. It's not so much about the miracle, if this is a miracle or not, but it just indicates the understanding of what our Tachlis is. In the Tivot, there was the great Rosh Yeshiva, Misocha Meir Zatzal, Goyin Oilam. Some of you might have remembered, he used to go to South Africa very often. He was one of the few great Rosh Yeshiva of this generation that spoke English in Israel. And he never had children. He lived in Netivot. He had the yeshiva there. So a lot of chutzniki learned in the yeshiva. So he used to have a chavrusa. He was also very involved in trying to make care of the people in Netivot, the Sfadi down there. And they used to have a chavrusa. He was in Tanachut, one of the balabatim in Netivot. It's a very small town in those days. And I heard this from a very good friend of mine who was a very close Talmud of Misochas, and he was involved in the Maasei Yusina. So he, this guy, he learned for many years with Misochas, and he came to me the one day when they were learning. He said, you know, listen, I'm going to marry off my daughter, and I don't have money, and the poverty in those days was extreme. I don't know, I'm going to marry off my daughter, well, I have to pay for the wedding and this and that, and not like today, but even in those days it was a terrible burden. So he doesn't know what to do. What does the Rav say? So Rabbi Sokol said, well, how much do you need? So he told him. So he said, listen, tomorrow you go to the little cubicles there where they sell the lottery ticket. And you go buy a lottery ticket and you'll see, you know, stomach, then, you know, you'll win the lottery, and then you'll win part of the lottery, whatever, and you'll have enough to marry off your daughter. But kachaya, he went and he bought a lottery ticket, and he won, not the whole lottery, but he won a portion of the lottery, which was enough, more or less the same amount that he mentioned. It was enough to win the lottery. Moifus, unbelievable. Unbelievable miracle. So obviously this guy went around telling stories or whatever. This person that I know, who's very close to Rabbi Socha, heard this Maaser, and he said, "Where's Rabbi Socha? I don't understand. The yeshiva is drowning in debt. You're flying all over the world, traveling until his last days, just before his nifta, he was flying around and he was sick. He had sukkarit, he had sugar diabetes. And he wasn't a well man, and he spent many, many months on the road traveling, trying to fundraise for the yeshiva. So he said, I don't understand. You get this guy to go buy a lottery ticket, he's got enough money to marry his daughter, he's dragging around the whole world, why don't you go buy a lottery ticket?" So he said to him, "Because that's not my tafkid." He said, this guy, I'm trying to make karo for years, and I'm trying to show him there's a Kodesh Baruch in the world, I'm trying to give him back, and I'm trying to, you know, and he doesn't get it. So for him, you need to sometimes, you know, you need to show him there's a Kodesh Baruch in the world. But for me, that's not my tafkid. My tafkid is to do what I have to do, and of course, Baruch has to do what he has to do. Unbelievable, that. It's an unbelievable mindset. Besides the enormous inner strength of a man to know what his tachlis is and not to go looking for cheap shortcuts, but to know that when to use it, when not to use it. The Moedika Maisa that illustrates this Nakuda, that in Achinami, certain people need this, certain people have to have it. So for him, I'm happy to do miracles. Oh, but for me, that's not my tachlis in the world. My tachlis in the world is to make my shtadlis, to do my work. And who knows why I have to be traveling around and going and coming and doing what I'm doing and being in debt and then running the yeshiva or whatever. That's my tachlis. My tachlis is not to lie in bed and do miracles. So this is microcosmically what we're talking about at the macrocosmic level. Yeah, I'm more decomised that I still get stuck there. Just imagine the inner strength. You know, you've got the winning numbers to the lottery and you're going to buy a lottery ticket. Because Chaim Sonnenfeld had that, by the way. Because Chaim Sonnenfeld had a dream and had the winning numbers of the lottery ticket. But he was still living in Europe, and but all he had was enough money to buy the ticket, and he felt he didn't have a right to buy the ticket when he didn't have money for food, so he never bought the ticket. And the lottery came up, the numbers he had came up. So they asked him afterwards, "You have charoted, and you feel whatever." He said, "Oh, well, I did the right thing, and that's what I did. Oh, it was an issue. It wasn't the right thing to do. Was not to use that money for the lottery ticket. It was to buy food. I'm not going to go into why and how, whatever. If you buy the lottery ticket, you won't be short of food." But he felt that for him, whatever, that wasn't the right thing. He didn't do it. No charot at all. Nothing. Can you imagine? I'm still walking around being charot, you know, the house I could have bought when I was 20 for half price, and then it picked up, and you know, you're still walking around like, well, if only I'd bought that building. So, no, you didn't have nothing. Walked away from it. So that's what we're talking about. It's understanding that that's not the avoid of our generation. Fine. So, so weiter. Wann am Anschein Mune jeder Lismoich wie Yisurim erkamen mit Betrimas, wie Chreine, ki bet Kufas Ashor, mit Chapschnu Gegoyim, wie Istanu Memachme Samatzik. He said there were great people of Imune that knew how to be Samaich in Yisurim and Kabul and Betrimas. He remembers when they were hiding away from the Nazis. He was a young boy in running away, living in bunkers and all sorts of places, running away from the Nazis. One Leil Shabbos, they were caught by the Germans. Sabi Zatzal Rab Abram Gushtente, Hashem Yochum Dovud, his Zayda, he's from his mother's side. They got caught and they got taken by the Nazis. Kibel Makot Retzach Mina Chaylim Agemin Keshebas Chok Alponov. The Nazis and Mach Shmoyim were beating him. We're laughing, you know, they have to do what they did. Yeled Ayiti v'shalti asavik. He was a young boy of Tava, then he was 5 or 6 in the war. So he said to his father, Abba, madua sabat socha? Why is Sabat smiling? Why is he laughing? V'reishiv li ki hu samach al shu hoylech lahoreg al kiddush Hashem. You understand where Tava came from now. He was a little boy who was already been taught this, not through books, through living with it. His father turned around to him and said, he's laughing, he's smiling, because he's about to give his life, he's about to be killed, that's Kiddush Hashem. But he's prepared himself for this. This doesn't happen on day one. Same as Rabbi Kiva, Kol Yomov, my whole life I was waiting for this. He prepared himself for this. The Purim B'Shana Shalifnov came to Yisir B'Gilufim, Rakadim Obi Zatzalva Omaloi. Aaron. He said it in Yiddish, but in Hebrew, B'Shana Abba, near Kod B'Gan Eden. When they were dancing on Purim, he was dancing with enormous islavis, whatever, he turned around to his son, it was Tava's father, and he said to him, Aaron, in next year we'll be dancing together in Gan Eden. He was ready for it. So when the Nazis started beating him to death, like Rabbi Akiva. He was laughing because he was smiling, he was happy because why Ghana about to be killed as Kiddush Hashem, what could be better than that? We're a bit far from this. Yudi Achai Beimun Shleima Samach ala Schut Hanifle Shenofle Bechelpe. The person who's living with Imun Shleima, that's what they had, Imun Shleima. He's happy because of the merit that falls in his portion. There was many in the Holocaust went into the deaths with this Musa. Chon and the Maisi, many, even simple Jews, not just big Rosh Hashivas and whatever. with Taba family, they were Tamil Chumbat, they were Balabatim. They weren't the Rosh Yeshivas or Rabbonim or from the Gedolei Paiskim, anything in Europe. And yet they were holding there. Yet we see there were many Maisim of Yidden that went in the Holocaust who knew they were giving up their lives as Kiddush Hashem and went to the gas chambers dancing and smiling. Mara says in Pesachim that those that give up their lives of Kiddush Hashem, nobody could even get close to them in Gan Eden. Basically, if you always want to say, you always want to ask Kiddush Hashem. I have to die anyway, because everybody has to go sometime. So at least let it be as Kiddush Hashem. In Tzeno Landim, Sheshtei Hadar Gois, so Habetochen Hashem Shtei Nemes. So after this long journey, it comes out that both these levels of Habetochen we've been talking about, about truth, about Emes, so in the Meshach Chochma, Vadish Shekaimus Medvegi Habetochen Shebaadim Betoach Mitakesh Shebekashos Atzimolo, there's definitely a level of Habetochen that if a person's holding, he can get whatever he wants, and his requests were full. Hashem will rearrange the whole natural order of the world in order to give him his requests. Even straightforward, simple people are able to achieve this because Habotar Hashem Chesed Tzavenu is talking about anybody. Anybody who has B'tochen in Hashem Chesed Yisovavenu doesn't have to be, even we said, even a Rosh HaGomel. So it doesn't have to be big from the big tzaddikim or whatever. You just have to have the right kind of betochen. But you've got to get there, by the way. It's very hard to have betochen in Hashem if you're a Rosh HaGomel. Because if you have betochen in Hashem, then you know that Hashem's watching you when you're stealing. So why did you steal? Because obviously you don't know that Hashem's watching, so you don't have betochen. Those things usually do go together. It's hard to tease them apart, but it seems that it's possible. But the Ika void of Betochen today is our level of Betochen, is where our job is to go and reveal the love that's hidden, that Hashem has for us, that's hidden in the darkness. The Neuchel HaZois, Zois Al Yedei, Shemekabal is Kol HaBo Aleini B'Tinim HaSubasim. Do that by being Mekabal, everything that comes upon you, B'Tinim HaSubasim. Now that's...
Can I ask a question, Dave?
Yeah, sure.
We didn't deal with it right now, but we just mentioned that first level again where you trust in Hashem and you get whatever you want. He said earlier that if you do that, then you might not have any sky left at the end of the day.
Correct.
I think it's the Maharsha or the Rashba, but Rav Pinkus brings down, and I saw it in, I think, in the Sibah Shalom also. He says that if you dive in for something to happen, even if you dive in for a nace and it happens, it's not considered a nace because you dive in for it, and that's a kind of Ishtadlus, and it's not going to take off any of your scar.
Nachon, tefillah is not nice. Tefillah is derech
hateva. Those
who know me, he said, if you're ma'akesh. Once again, I just want to introduce myself to you. You can ask anybody, even my Gemara Shir. I'm learning the Sefer now. I don't deal with kashas and tushkelts and things from other places. I trust the mechaber to teach me what wants to teach me. I make a note here that you just asked this question that needs to be examined and checked out against all the different things, up to 100%. But when I'm learning the safe, I'm learning the safer. That's me, I'm sorry. I don't know how else to do things. I don't know how else to learn. So chasarin in me. Even in my Gemara yesterday, I'm busy learning on Daf Lamed Vav, and the guy starts quoting my Rashi on Daf Lamed Ches. He's lucky we were learning on Zoom, because what are you doing on Lamed Ches? We're learning Rashi on Lamed Vav. When we get to Lamed Ches, we'll learn the deal with Lamed Ches. There is a big discussion about this. I'm not going to go into it now. You're right. The Maharsha, I don't know about the Rashba, I never heard about that, but I'm aware of the Maharsha. It's a big sugya, and the thinkers has a whole share on this. It's called Kedushas Achila. I'm already spending too much time on this question, Michi, just because what can I do? But the thinkers has a whole sugya on this, where Rav Yisrael Salanter doesn't just say, even Nisim, just any pleasure you get in this world, Rav Yisrael Salanter says he's taking out of your Olam Haba. And there's a big discussion from the Bale Musa that deal with how you matzil your schiot in Olam Haba. So that needs to be held aside, needs to be discussed. It's a Moedikas Sugya, massive Sugya. Massive Sugya. I spent years trying to understand Rabbi Sol Salant's discussion. How can you lose your Schusin Olam Haba because of something else? I did a mitzvah, I get my Tzchah. I did an Aveira, I get punished, but I don't lose my Tzchah because I did an Aveira. because I double a miracle. But we do see that there's a Gemara about the three legs from the golden table where he lost the leg of the golden table because he doubled for Panasa, and then his wife was very upset, so he went back. You see, there's many contradictory things, and it's a sugya like every other sugya has to be learned. Our sugya is we're learning through the Sefer, and we're trying to understand the Sefer, and we have many kashas. I have pages and pages of kasha on the Sefer, and that doesn't stare me too much. And what's interesting is, I'll just tell you now, we had big kashas, and a lot of people used to come to the yeshiva often. A lot of people had big kashas and whatever. I never found him without a reasonable way of explaining it. He'd heard of all our kashas. Whatever we asked, he dealt with and he knew about. We never ever caught him with a kasha. We had to go, wow, I don't know how to start here. He mamash had these sugars on his fingertips. And if you go look at his list of shirim, you'll see thousands of shirim on Perev Salafov, Fisher Chaim, Tanya, Ramban, Perek Achelek, all over the place. He was mamash holding almost everywhere. So I learned to trust him, but that's me. You don't have to trust me or him. You should ask your kashas and learn them up. But I don't deal with that kind of stuff now because I don't have the Marshal in front of me, I don't have the Rashba in front of me, I don't know, I'm learning this. So you have to forgive me, I'm sorry, that's my problem, and you'll stay with the Tzarechian, which also won't harm you if you have a kasha, and you can go work it out. And when you're ready to give a chibur on the subject, tell me, because I want to yar it. I want to yar the sugya, because I'm probably not going to get around to do it. So I'd love to. It's a massive. I've spent years, I'm telling you, dealing with that. Rufus Ralph Salanta, he said, Me'ein Shabbos Cholent, we can offer us in the ganze Olam Haba. With one Shabbos Cholent, you can eat up your own Olam Haba. And the Balei Musa took that seriously because there's pages and works all over from the early Balei Musa to the most contemporary Balei Musa, down to Pinkus himself, that were grappling with that problem of how you save your mitzvahs. So your schar from this world. I don't know. That's a big sugya. Just to understand the kasha. How do you lose your schar? You daven for a miracle, now you get a miracle, so Hashem takes it out of your schar. Wow. It's built into the system that you can daven, you get a scar, that's it. Yeah. But there's famous stories of Chatzkel Avramsky apparently told Churchill. I don't know if the story is true, I don't know if it was myself, but I mean the story, that it happened, not, I don't know, but it's true what he said, if he said it even. But Churchill asked him what's going to be in the war when they were fighting with the Nazis, whatever. So Rav Chatzkel said to him, it can either be B'derech HaTeva or the miracle. You either need a miracle or you'll win B'derech HaTeva. So he said to him, what miracle do we need? He said, well, a miracle, you have to go to war, you know, and you'll win, because it'll be a miracle, because the Germans have got a much better army than you, tanks, with aeroplanes, they're much better equipped than you guys are, so to beat them in the war will be a miracle. So he said, so then what's Derech HaTeva? He said, you daven. Davening to win a war in that situation, if you win, that's not a miracle, that's Derech HaTeva, that's what Tfilah is. So in Achinami, there is that concept. Okay. Vaita. We'll be holding now, you see now I've got all lost. Okay, fine. So now we have to focus on our level of a token and our avoider. I'm on the bottom of Kuf Pay if anyone else got lost there. Kashayudi Khailo Irishal Betochen Misubze, and the person lives in the light of this type of betochen. When a nichnas lepanika, gam bezmanim akashim beyoisa. Stop and just look at yourselves. Look at ourselves. I know, because yesterday I told you, I went straight to the David HaMelech, who was in terror and panic and falling apart. That's me. That's my terror. So you're saying, yeah, that a person who's living with that level, you're living in Rashi's level, in ideal once again. So what are the benefits of that? They're the same as the Chovetz Chavos benefits of Menucha of Betochen. Betochen brings you to Betochen. Ever you get there, it brings you to being feeling secure, to be Boteach. So he never gets into panic, even in the most difficult situations. HaBetochen Masailo LaHashrei Sholva. The Betochen helps him to be tranquil. Simcha VeEmuna BeBeiso, and allows him to bring into his house Simcha VeEmuna. Unbelievable. That's a real difficult mission. If you're just naturally calm and relaxed and chilled, that's your teva, fine. So that's what you got given as from Hashem. You should have to go look for your nisoinus somewhere else. But if you're not, then you start working on this and you get to these levels. That's an unbelievable achievement. In all the situations, no matter what's going on, whether it's Baruchnias or Bagashmias, that needs Hezb as well. We normally focus on these areas in Gashmias. We never ever talk about them in Gashmias, in Ruchnias. But he never suffers from stress and from charadot. What's charadot? Nervous, panicness, anxiousness, anxiety. All the problems, heart attacks, and all these kind of things, unnecessary ones that people bring upon themselves through not having betochen. Betochen is a wonderful cure for many, many diseases. He doesn't have those problems. What's going on out there in the world, the politics, the news, the itkonim, the tikshuret, the no one yanot. It's mamash munutak from this legamre. Unbelievable. Uchash bebira shal oil shal kola oilam ayna mutlav k'tav fratzores. He doesn't feel the yoke of the whole world on his shoulders. He has to do what he has to do. And goes on with his life. With Hashem, he's got his best friend with him. He's walking with Hashem. Whatever's happening is for the good. Lo kashur to all the stuff that's going on in the world. I'm not saying you shouldn't listen to the news. He said you should. He used to say take on 40 days. And when I take from the news lagamre, and you become a different person from that, and it's true, I tried it. I couldn't do it for more than 40 days, but I did do it for 40 days, and you're completely, it reduces the stress and anxiety in a person very quickly. But you don't walk around feeling the whole world's in your head. You do what you have to do. You know what you need to know, because you need to know certain things. You don't walk around like a noble, primitive savage who doesn't know anything. No, you need to know what you need to know. Find out what you need to know, and then get on with your life. He walks tranquil, he's walking hand in hand with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, completely calm, knowing his only thing that worries him is he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. But even in Ruchnias, even if he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, because he's not perfect, but he's trying, you know, he's mishtadelim to do the best he can without pachad, without lachatz, without pressures or whatever. But he knows that Hashem will do whatever is best for him, because Hashem's love for us is unconditional. That means Hashem's love for us is not tolerant of what we do. You can't change Hashem's love for you. The kol she'ene ho'uchum miskalvin legula atido, mitchaskin bo'ilam b'chinus tzadik v'rado. As we get further away from Sinai, further away from the Churban, closer to Mashiach, the tzadik v'ralo gets stronger and stronger. Tzoros v'asoynes poikti moton. Terrible, terrible suffering and tragedies are on our heads. Ulam kishivanu adover mahave simen shaleinu bedarga. Alinu bedarga, sorry. It's a simen that you've gone up a level. You've been promoted. The harder the nesoynes get, the bigger the compliment from Hashem is. Because Hashem doesn't give you nesoyn you can't handle. And therefore, when the tests get harder and harder, that's Hashem telling you, you know, I think you pulled some more muscle up and put some more weights on the bar. We can do it. Hashem gave it to us. We've been covered with the simcha. As the world gets darker and darker, as the world gets darker and darker, we're going deeper and deeper. We're going deeper and deeper into that darkness, but in the center of that darkness, that's where the light is. Where's the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It's in the center, the central feature we spoke about the other day. The lave, you're getting closer and closer to the heart of the matter. We live with Hashem alone, and we reveal the love He has for us. We Megala there. We don't wait for Him to Megala to us. We go plowing through the darkness, swimming through the treacle, and there we discover and Megala the love that Hashem has for us. Not that He's shining it on us, although as we mentioned, there are going to be moments where you're going to see Hashem revealing Himself to you. Those are rare moments, and that's not the Ikar Avodah. That's just the flash of lightning to keep you going, because otherwise you get completely lost. Fun. Ad Kan. There's a lot of work to do here, but we just put it on the table. But that's the Avodah. The Avodah is to know that it all comes from Hashem, and that it's all good, and then when it happens, just to work with it. As I said, you have to practice and practice a lot, and practice on the little things, and you have to be conscious of it. This doesn't happen automatically. This has to make an extra effort to be aware of these things, to connect to them, and to internalize it. Avoid the mod, because I've been working on this stuff for many years, and it doesn't, doesn't just happen overnight, but you make progress. You see Nishonas today that you see that you're struggling with, that Hashem wouldn't even thought of giving me a year or two ago because he knew I wouldn't have handled it. And now, Baruch Hashem, you see, huh? I can deal with something a little bit more heavy. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, have a great day. And it's Hashem tomorrow. Tomorrow's not the fast. Okay, we'll see what book tomorrow about you. Once it comes.
Okay.
Take good care.